Hey everyone, it's Tremaine here. Welcome back to my podcast, Remain with Tremaine. It's Friday morning, and I'm sitting here thinking about people. Not one person in particular, just people. Just reflecting on how important it is to have people. This quarantine is still going on, and you find yourself by yourself a lot more than you want to be. And sometimes it's kind of hard to hold on to certain things because you realize just how much people had to do with why you stayed with something or did something or didn't want to do something, because there was always someone to inspire you, to help you do what you were doing. This isn't about whether or not you're a strong Christian or anything. This is about the natural response to humans and that we need people around us. Sometimes you just want to go out and talk to a person because you haven't talked to people in such a long time and everything's done online now, and sometimes it's just not the same. And I know that someone will listen to this and be like, yeah, you're right, it's not the same. Sometimes you just don't feel like doing anything but talking to people and being around them and hanging out with them. And, you know, people don't even get in touch with you, don't call you, you know, they don't even care sometimes. They just act like, you know, it's just them in their world and they have all these things to do. And when you need to be around people the most, sometimes it's when you're not around people. So I just thought maybe today I would just express how I felt, because someone else out there feels the same way. You ever just get tired of being by yourself? I'm not talking about being lonely. I'm talking about you want company. You just want to be able to communicate with a person and not be an issue of restriction or something else. You just want to have a conversation. People sometimes will just call customer service just to talk. You know, or you hold the cashier up while they're bringing your groceries so you can just talk. You start an open floor conversation with a complete stranger in a Walmart because you just want to talk. Sometimes it's really not that deep. It's just there's this overwhelming need to have people. And I think that if we can sense our need for people, then we can understand why we have to be the people we are, because they need us. They need us to be people, to be in their world, to help them, to love them, to encourage them. Maybe you have a job you don't like. Maybe you want to quit and go on to something else that you really care about. Maybe you spend all your time around people and what you need is a little bit of comfort being by yourself. And that's okay too. You're included in this because you're still a person. You're still a people. And at some point in your life, you're going to need someone to be there for you, to look out for you. Someone like a waiter who knows your order because you come in there all the time and they know just how you want it and they give it to you the right way. Or that person who lets you in the movie theater a few minutes early because they work there and instead of making you wait, they go ahead and let you get your seat. It could be anybody. At this point, we're grasping at anybody that we can find to talk to communicate with. For some of us, it's like, wow, I haven't had an in-person conversation in a very long time. Sometimes we're picky and we want to talk to a specific person. And sometimes the people that we wish will reach out to us basically don't even know how we feel. But I'm not making this podcast today to make you reflect on how lonely you may feel, but on the fact that you need people. And that if you get the chance to talk to people today, do it. A perfect stranger, do it. You'll never know what will happen until you start talking to people. You reach out, make a new friend. You might even find your life partner. It just may happen that one day you'll be in the store and this random person you know nothing about will change the course of your whole life. And when it's time to even go home to be with the Lord, there's some people there that help you make that crossover that you may never know. To help your family with their grief, to help with the burial and everything. There's always people involved from the start, from the town we're born, bringing us in this world, to the town we leave. There's always people. And sometimes people can bring a lot of stress, a lot of grief, a lot of concern. There's good people, there's bad people. But nevertheless, we need people. So don't give up on people just because you're having a rough stretch of patch right now or you're a lot by yourself. Somebody needs you. Sometimes you just have to go find that person who needs you. Make yourself useful. Don't waste all your time being by yourself. Don't waste all your time trying to be needed by the same few people who don't care about you. Make yourself useful by making yourself useful to other people in ways that you know will make a difference in your life, not just in theirs, but in your own. Doesn't mean you have to be super outgoing or super involved all the time, but it means that when you recognize that you are not meant to be an island unto yourself, it opens doors for you to start reaching for that, to start looking for that. Determine that you're going to be a people person because you know that people need you. This is not a message for introverts or extroverts, because extroverts and introverts are just as equally as much people persons as the other. It's just how we process our time with people and how we process our time with ourselves that makes a difference. It's not like introverts don't like people or don't care about people. And it's not that extroverts always need people. It's the very opposite of that. Anyway, I hope that listening to this will make you just understand that you might be the person that I need to talk to. And I might be the person that you need to talk to. And we may not even know each other right now. But for everything that's going on, why not? I hope you enjoy your Friday. I'm going to do my best to enjoy mine the best way I know how, the way I can. And I will do my best to connect with someone else today, too. I'll talk to you soon.